Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for October 3rd to the 9th. So first, I have a little bit of housekeeping that I need to do, and I will explain in the email when I send this out today. So what we did for the one-year anniversary gift was to be able to give all of our founding members their own personal reading. I have come to realize that probably not everybody wants me to tune in and do a reading for them. It's entirely up to them. So what we're going to do is I'm going to send out an email this morning, and then I will ask our members if you would like to have your own personal reading, meaning that I'm going in and I'm energetically checking in. For you specifically, then you need to give me permission to do that. So that's what we're going to do. So watch your emails, check your emails. If you do want to receive your own personal reading, then you're going to need to reply to the email to give me consent to be able to do that. And if you don't, then that means that I won't go in and I will not do the reading for you, okay? And that's really kind of just, it came through loud and clear about energetic boundaries, about, you know, somebody really does have to ask for a reading or give permission for a reading. Just because they're included in a group doesn't necessarily mean that they want me poking in around their stuff. So make sure that you, if you're wanting the reading, that you are going to reply to the email, so that I know it's a go to go ahead and do that. So, okay. And I will send that in the email to remind everybody as well. So we had some really interesting energy over the weekend. Yesterday afternoon, we had a massive, massive wave that kind of slowly came in, and then it hit like a massive peak, and it was extremely uncomfortable. I happened to be in a car, in a busy place, in a location when it happened, of course. And it kind of like hung around for like it hit like a peak where I was really feeling like out of body, just instantly nauseous, just kind of instantly feeling like this sense of doom, or this like sense of something bad's gonna happen, or like, what is this? And of course, that's just the contrast of the energy coming in, right? Really high frequencies come in. They blend with the human vehicle energy, which are lower dense energies. And there becomes that little bit of like chaos, confusion, right? It's kind of like when you're trying on a new outfit and it feels really kind of tight and uncomfortable at first, but then it kind of loosens up and it will eventually fit. That's kind of what happens when those energies come through. And so it did pass. And it passed in a very different way. And I'm noticing that the downloads recently have been doing this. So normally when the downloads would come in like that, they would leave me like out for like a couple of days. I would feel like just kind of out of it. But I'm noticing that they're not having that kind of effect anymore. And so I think that's a really positive thing for me, for sure it is. It makes it easier for me to do my work. But you may notice that too, that it's starting to change a little bit. And I think that that's because we're finally starting to like integrate some of these downloads. I feel like our light bodies are actually starting to be activated a little bit more. So when the higher frequencies come in, we're actually able to use this energy instead of it kind of making us feel like, you know, like wonky and feeling the contrast of it again. So that to me is super exciting. Like finally we're like beginning to start to see, a method to the madness. It's a great way to put it, for sure. So we also have been having the Schumann resonance ever since that, I'm telling you, ever since that whole going out and being black for all the days that it was, when it's coming back now, it's not going up very high. Like we're not, and it's odd because normally when the Schumann is very high, I have like a sense of clarity. I just feel like this like renewed energy. I feel like, you know, like it's good energy, but I've been feeling that way still, but the Schumann is showing low. And so I find that odd. So yesterday, the Schumann was at a power of 5. The day before that, it was a power of 8. Now that's relatively low when we talk about the baseline being 7.8 hertz. That's really, really low, especially when, you know, prior to the blackout and, you know, what our new norm was, we were seeing it go up 40, 50, 60, 70. We were seeing it go up high, and now we're not seeing those high numbers anymore. And I'm just wondering if that's because we're not being shown it anymore. I don't feel like that, what happened to the earth in order to that now it's changed. I don't feel like that's accurate, because it feels to me like it still goes high, but it's just not showing on what we're being shown. So also, we have been, you know, there's like the KP index, right? That's the geostorms, the solar flares. They've been building. We've had like a 5 or 6 forecasted, and it just hasn't hit it, where it kind of like peters out. It starts and then it goes back down again. We're still getting, we had a ton of the solar flares yesterday. At the same time that those waves were coming through, we were getting some M-class flares. Now, those are big ones, right? And also almost an X flare, which is like big, like that can like, you know, knock out radios and satellites and yeah, all of that fun stuff. So it didn't happen. And I'm just, you know, wondering if something has kind of stopped it or if it's going to wait. We'll keep an eye on that. And I will keep you guys posted on all of that. Some of the people, the predictors, some of the, you know, when they talk about the awakening, the grand solar flash, the shift, all these words that they used to describe this, you know, magical moment that's supposed to happen, a lot of the predictors believe that it's going to happen through the sun, through a solar flare, through that kind of activity. So we'll keep our eyes on the sun. We will definitely make sure that we are watching that, because I feel like it's important as well. So we do have Mercury has gone direct. Yay! Hear the applaud. And you may have noticed like a few. It's funny because I thought I had a pretty smooth Mercury in retrograde. I really didn't have very much stuff come in. And I feel like it's because I have this awareness now of when it comes in of like, okay, I'm not going to put too much effort into anything technical. I'm not going to put too much effort into anything that requires great communication. And so I kind of like keep my energy out of all those places until Mercury goes direct. And then I'm like, okay, so now I can go back to doing things the way I would do them. And it's funny because I like it was coming to the end and I thought, oh yeah, this is awesome. I didn't even have any issues at all. And then on the last day on October 1st, I had this big massive screw up with an order that I had placed, which was like, and it just went sideways so fast. And then it was like going sideways more. And I was like, oh, this is hilarious. Nice way to end Mercury in retrograde. Needless to say, I like, instead of getting furious with it and like losing my shit on it, I like pressed the pause button and was like, okay, so tomorrow will be a better day because it goes direct, and then I'll try and figure this stuff out. And sure enough, by, you know, we're still, and remember, there's still the shadow phase, so like it's not like a boom, the switch went off and it's done. There still will be a little bit of the lingering stuff, but it will definitely have less power. It will definitely, you'll feel it. There'll be like less friction, but there still might be a few lingering, you know, always with the people that are closest to you, you know, of the, you said what? What did you mean by that? Yeah, so that kind of stuff. You might have a few lingering moments of that. So be mindful of what you're saying. Be mindful of how you're reacting as well to what other people are saying too. So we have this on October 9th coming up. So this week, we have the full moon in Aries. This is going to be big energy. And of course, you guys know that I'm not a fan of the full moon, but because the full moon is in my sign, it's usually, a really big opportunity for me as far as healing goes, as far as the stuff that I'm working on. Am I looking forward to that? Kind of not really. I kind of would like to have a bit of a break every once in a while, and, you know, just, but I understand that this big energy is building for a reason. And it's coupled with the Chiron energy as well. Remember, we have the Chiron, which is in retrograde. That's our wounded healer energy, right? So we're going to bring those two energies in together for everybody. So the Aries energy with the full moon. Remember what our full moon energy is about illumination, right? Showing us what needs to be healed, what needs to be resolved, what needs to change, what needs to come, what needs to go. It's really big, powerful energy. And it really can kind of shake things up. This is why when the full moon energy comes, a lot of people feel crazy. They feel chaotic. And it really is. The more stuff you have to shake, more stuff you have in your jar to be shook, the more potential you have for chaos around you and with everything that you're doing. So kind of use that as a bit of a guiding light for yourself, right? If at any moment you like can't make sense of things, or you know, you can't figure things out, or you're avoiding stuff, that's a big one too. Just remind yourself that that's just a good indication that you've got a lot of energy, a lot of stuff within you that you're holding in your field, that can go, that it doesn't have to be there anymore. It doesn't serve you anymore, so you can let it go. We don't have to hang on to stuff all the time. We can release it and let it go and not have to be, oh, well, that happened to me, and so, oh, I got to keep that story. And yeah, and you know what? And I was going through that experience, and I'm going to keep that. And that relationship really traumatized me. So we don't have to keep all of that stuff. So remind yourself about that. That's especially going into with these new higher frequencies, they don't even play with that stuff anymore. Like they literally don't come in. They come in and be like, oh yeah, that happened to you and that was horrible. Okay, so move along. Now you got the lesson. Like no time to sit there and waste on that anymore. You can heal from it. You can heal from it with the acknowledgement that it helped you. That healing happens just like that. So kind of be mindful about that, because you're going to, you know, this full moon this week in particular could feel a little bit like, oh, why is that coming up for me? And oh, and not feeling so great about that. And so they're showing me the word surrender on this. And really, it's kind of the only way to go. It's really kind of the only way, that just that surrender energy. And, you know, you may have a few moments of, trust me, last week I had a moment where I was like, you know, screaming at the universe, like just screaming at the universe. And it had to do with ascension symptoms. It's like, you know, you reach a point on this journey where enough is enough, where you're like, okay, that needs to change. Can't function like that anymore. It needs to change. And you may find that there's something in your life that kind of reaches that pivotal point for you. And it'll happen in this, because October and November are going to be really, really interesting, different months, different than anything that we've been going through. They say pivotal to me, so they're using that word pivotal for October and November. So we're going to see how that plays out for sure. We have the planet Pluto going direct on the 8th. Remember, we had seven of these planets all in retrograde. They're going to start coming back into alignment with their regular trajectory. And so Pluto happens to be one of them that's going to be on the 8th. We're going to feel a shift with that energy too. Now, I'm hearing more and more, like, you know, it's seeping through. You know, even when I say I don't watch the news, I'm not listening to the media, it finds a way, information finds a way, when it's valid, it finds a way to you, right? So you don't have to ever go, oh, I don't like sticking my head in the sand because I don't want to ignore it. That you're not going to, as long as you're consciously aware of, send me what I need to know, show it to me when I need to know it. And otherwise, if it's a whole bunch of the horse shit over and over again, I don't need to hear it. I don't need to keep on watching the Weather Channel on replay for 24/7. Bring it to me when it's something I need. And so when we talk about October and November, remember, astrologically, we're having that same alignment again that happened in 2008. And so in 2008, that's when, you know, I've talked to you guys about this before. That's when everything kind of crashed. That's when a lot of people lost their houses. A lot of businesses were closed. You know, everything kind of tanked. And it's interesting because even when something like that happens, like even when we talk about there can be certain timelines that happen. So just as an example, the whole COVID thing, right? When COVID hit in the first year and all the businesses were closing and nobody could pay their rents, their commercial rents and all other, you know, and I was one of those people. I was, you know, I had a, you know, my wellness center, I had my clinic, and I couldn't negotiate with my landlord on the rent. And of course, my acupuncture practice wasn't, the government stopped us. We weren't allowed to treat anybody. And so it was a big hit to my business. We weren't allowed to have people come in to the clinic. We were, so it was a big shift and change, right? And I know a lot of people that were, you know, they ended up going bankrupt and they ended up losing, some people lost their homes. A lot of people lost their businesses. It had a, you know, devastating effect on a lot of people. For myself, it didn't. It actually had the opposite effect. And the same thing for my husband in the industry he's in. And I find it so interesting because when these things come in, so when these big, you know, shakes come in, so same thing as 2008, it shook a lot of people, right? It shook a lot of people, but it also gave a lot of other people opportunity. People did, they were able to recover through that and find other ways of doing things. This here, you know, switching my business online and letting go of the massive overhead that I had, it really was a blessing for me. It really went into, and I really feel like when you're going through one of these experiences, if you can get yourself into kind of the energy of the surrender energy, when it's something that feels bigger than you, when it's like you have no idea how this is going to work out and it feels devastating to you, There's two things that you can do. You can fight against that energy. So you can really like kind of go into warrior mode and fight against it. And it's a battle. It becomes a battle. Or you can put yourself into surrender mode. And that's not giving up. Surrender mode is more of having faith. It's more in believing. It's more in trusting. And so when you do that, and you know, something that, you know, I feel like I've gotten better at over the years is that sense of trusting my intuition when it comes to things like this. You know, I used to easily, you know, back in the day, I would let fear override it. Like I really would let fear come in and be like, oh no, you need to do something, or you need to be doing something, or you have to do that, or something bad's gonna, like, I would really let that kind of energy override it. And it really would send me down some, you know, unwanted paths. It really would. And so, you know, I've learned now, and I mean, maybe it's with age, with age comes wisdom, they say. But I really feel like it's also, you know, the work that I do, the self-discovery that I do, the, you know, every single time I teach a class or do a reading with somebody, I learn, I grow myself. And so I'm really getting to the point where something comes up across my radar, I really go in and tune into it and allow myself, okay, are there any red flags that I need to feel about here? Is there something that I need to be active on? Or is it something that I can like press the pause button and kind of sit back with? And so do yourself a favor and start using that as your navigation system, because it will always serve you. It will always. And keep in mind, this is, you know, when we're coming, especially coming into this full moon in Aries energy, the Aries energy, you know, can be very knee-jerk reactions. So keep this in mind, you know, for this next little while, that if anything is causing you to be like, have an instant reaction to it or an instant emotional reaction to it, pause on it for a little bit. Just pause before you kind of take it in as being a truth, or before you create an action around it. And that will help you most definitely. So they are saying to me that the stock market is going to crash. They're saying that's going to happen. So I know that I'm hearing, you know, if you look at the currencies around the world, they're all doing dips. So like the pound last week or 2 weeks ago, it dropped to its lowest that it's been in like over 50 years. We're seeing massive things like that. It has gone back up, but we're going to see this. I feel like they're saying to me right now, testing the waters. So I really feel like it's kind of like, you know, with this global reset that's going to happen, I don't know if anybody, even the powers that be that are making it happen or helping, I don't know even if they know how it's all going to, you know, come to play. There's so many variables in it, really, like there really, really are. So I feel like there's almost like these little tests that happen that go through, and then they'll be like, okay, so if we do that, then that's what that happened. So no, let's not do that. Let's go back and do. So I feel like there's a lot of that happening right now. So kind of just be, you know, again, it's that, you know, be in the flow of it. Don't be in the restriction of it, and don't be in the fear of it, for sure. So they are saying, like, that whole financial world, there's going to be a massive shift, a massive change in that. And again, I tell you from the beginning, this has always felt good to me. It doesn't feel fearful. It doesn't feel bad in any way. So make sure that you stay in the light on that. They said to me something which was really, really quite significant. They've never said anything like this before. And so we're going to see where it goes with it. But they said to me that the new world order ceases to exist. And so that's a, you know, a big, big thing. And when we talk about the new world order, we're talking about the money, the big money. We're talking about the elites. We're talking about the power. You can call them the cabal. You can call, you know, the dark hats. You can call them whatever you want. But it's the tops of the systems, right, that have always been in control. And so the fact that they're saying the new world order ceases to exist, I find that, like, if it's in the way that I hope that it's sounding, it's remarkable news for us. They said that there's going to be restructuring, rebuilding. Again, they talk about the advanced technology that's coming up. So that is kind of exciting. They said to me, and they haven't ever said this before either, they said support from more advanced civilizations. And so I really feel like this is going to be time too, where we're starting to hear more about this, like on a bigger scale. I've always believed for sure that the technology that we have, half of the stuff that we have, was given to us, gifted to us. I don't believe that we have a whole bunch of really smart humans that were able to figure this out on their own. I believe it was gifted to us for sure. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out and where that goes. So what can we do, like, at where we are, you know, on the ground level, how do we get through this? Again, make sure you have some cash on hand. It's going to be the only currency that's going to be accepted. So don't worry about going and buying silver or gold or doing any of that stuff right now. Just make sure that you have some cash on hand, because that's what people are going to be using for purchases. They still will. They're saying bunker down and ride it out. So I really feel like that's going to be like, just make sure that you have everything you need kind of in your home, in your unit. Make sure, again, your families have plans, you know, when this happens, when something happens, everybody comes, meets at the house, however it is that works for you. They said safety first. So just be mindful of this, because remember, when this happens, people are going to go into panic and people are going to be in chaos. So, you know, try and not be in the Walmarts, try not to be at the gas stations, try not to be at the places where there's opportunity for people to lose it. So that's why I kind of bring all of your stuff so that you have it here at home. They are assuring me not long lasting. They're saying not long lasting, and the rebuild will happen quickly. And I really feel like that's kind of where that new technology will come in. That's going to be like the, okay, so this is how this is going to rebuild for sure. And when I asked who is going to be in charge with this, like who is going to be the one that's leading it, they said that we are. So I find that that's very interesting. I'm really kind of excited to see how this plays out and how they're prepping us so that we are actually, fit to be able to do that, to be able to take care of that stuff. So, yeah. So this is going to be a lot. We have October, November is going to be a really big thing. So make sure you're checking the weekly check-ins, because that's going to be a big deal. We are meeting live tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're doing our Soul Energy Monthly Forecast. I'm going to be doing some interesting things with you guys. So you have to come and find out what it is we're going to be doing. Okay, my lovely, sending you all huge, huge blessings. And remember, don't forget to send in an email if you do want your own personalized reading. And I will connect with you guys all soon. Talk to you soon. Bye.